Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Lieutenant Colonel taking power in Burkina Faso, and U.S. girl barred over Ebola returns to school. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. A lieutenant colonel in Burkina Faso's presidential guard has declared himself the new head of state. Yacouba Isaac Zaida said today in a statement broadcast on the radio and posted on the internet that he is assuming the responsibilities of the head of this transition and head of state to guarantee the continuity of the state.
En attendant de définir de manière consensuelle avec l'ensemble des partis politiques.
The president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, stepped down after protesters stormed parliament and set the building ablaze, ending his 27-year reign and sparking a struggle in the military for control of the West African country. A leading U.S. newspaper says a 7-year-old girl in the northeastern state of Connecticut has returned to her classroom after being barred from school because of fear she may have been exposed to the Ebola virus while visiting Africa. The New York Times says the girl was allowed back in her school Friday, reversing the school system's earlier decision to keep her out of class for 21 days, the time it takes for symptoms of the disease to emerge. The Times said the girl and her father had traveled to Nigeria in October for a family wedding, but there are no known Ebola cases in Nigeria. Italy has ended its Mediterranean Sea rescue mission that has saved the lives of at least 100,000 migrants, mainly from Africa and the Middle East. The Italian operation started a year ago after a shipwreck left more than 350 people dead in the water near Lampedusa. This is VOA News. The remains of Zambia's late president returned to the country today. Michael Sata died Tuesday in a hospital in London from an unspecified illness. The information minister says a state funeral will be held November 11th. For months, officials in the Southern African nation had repeatedly denied Mr. Sata was sick, despite making several trips abroad for medical help. Zambian Vice President Guy Scott says a presidential election will be held within 90 days. Authorities in California say a space tourism rocket has crashed while on a test flight in the Mojave Desert, killing one pilot and seriously injuring another. Officials say the injured pilot ejected from the Virgin Galactic commercial spacecraft before it crashed Friday. Television images showed parts of the Spaceship II scattered amid brush in the desert north of Los Angeles. Russia and Ukraine have signed an agreement to end their dispute over gas supplies. Analysts say the deal brokered by the European Union will relieve Kiev's fears that it might not have enough gas in storage to get through the coming winter. Henry Ridgewell has the story from London.
After months of tough negotiations, a breakthrough agreement that should get Ukraine through the coming winter. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said Moscow compromised on both the price of the gas and the structuring of debt payments. Under the deal, Europe will act as guarantor for Ukraine's gas purchases. The EU and the International Monetary Fund are also helping to pay off Ukraine's gas debts to Russia, a package worth $4.6 billion. Russia had cut off gas supplies to Ukraine in a dispute over debt payments. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold talks with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as the deadline for an agreement on Iran's nuclear program approaches. The State Department says Kerry will meet with the Iranian diplomat in Oman on November 9th and 10th. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton will also be a part of those talks. Iran and the so-called P5 plus one face a November 24th deadline for a deal on Iran's nuclear program. The P5 wants Iran to curb its uranium enrichment abilities to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. In exchange, the UN would lift crippling economic sanctions. There's been little progress towards a final agreement. According to the UN Security Council, an estimated 15,000 fighters from around the world have left their homes to join extremist groups operating in Syria and Iraq. It adds that the actual number could be even higher. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
beyond the grave comes the dreaded Dracula, spreading corruption and horror wherever his cursed shadow falls. Innocent beauty becomes the vampire's prey as paralyzing fear turns to hypnotic fascination.
Tegan from Tegan and Sarah, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage listening to the coolest records ever made.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. With the ghost, I said, please, please don't.
started that blood-sucking set with Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night, which can only be found on
Halloween A Go Go.
Not to mention Rise of the Living Dead, Minor Minus 5, yeah, they're on that classic record also. Rocky Erickson and the Aliens from next year's Halloween collection. Put your orders in now. No, it's not put together yet, but it will be on there because it's very cool. Creature with the Atom Brain, written by Rocky himself. B-side of Jumpin' Jack Flash was, that's right, Child of the Moon. We threw that in there for the Wolfman, who was always fighting with Dracula. Kind of like, you know, Sugar Ray Robinson and Jake LaMotta. Every couple of movies they had to fight each other. There was nobody else left around, you know. And Walking with a Ghost, the incredibly cool Tegan and Sarah. And yes, there was just simply too many cool Halloween songs for one show. And for one album, for that matter. But that one made it onto which record?
Halloween A Go Go.
This is like Plan 10 from outer space. We'll be back with a couple of scary freaks who have our coolest song in the world this week.
Ooh, that water's cold.
The world's best variety.
The whole variety and nothing but variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Song of the world this week comes from L.A., the long, long overdue debut on the Underground Garage stage, and I apologize for that. Please welcome the Muffs.
Apart. Mr. Bond, I hope I didn't frighten you.
No, you see, I've always been a nervous passenger.
Some men just don't like to be driven.
No, some men just don't like to be taken for a ride.
Yeah.
I'm Dick Taylor of The Pretty Things. I'm with Little Steven in his underground garage, and I'm listening to some of the coolest rock sounds ever made.
When I'm unhappy and in my eyes things are bad, I just have to close them all and suddenly I'm glad. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not free. I never worry cause I never get the time. You sweep our thoughts away when you cross my mind. Walking through my dreams and as you're walking through my dreams at night, walking through my dreams and I'm not free.
Health food gets corrupted anyway. You know, like the granola bar, that's been completely corrupted. Because, you know, initially some guy was like, hey, kids are eating candy bars, right? All we got to do is shape granola like a candy bar. Kids will eat the granola. And then like a week later, Bill, kids are not eating these granola bars. What? All you got to do is put chocolate chips in the granola bar. Kids will eat the granola. Bill, kids are picking the chocolate chips out of the granola bar.
What? Hey, all you gotta do is cover it in chocolate.
Get rid of the freaking granola. I gotta tell you, I do everything.
He's gonna be sued by Kudos.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, wow, wow, the ghouls all came from their humble abode, wow, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
We started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, I Get It, from the Muffs. Don't ask me why. The first time we played the Muffs, a little bit embarrassing. Nah, it's a lot embarrassing. It's the sixth album. Oh my God. Whoop-dee-doo. Written and produced by Kim Shattuck, who we know from the Pandoras that we play all the time. Kim joined by Ronnie Barnett and Roy McDonald. That is on Burger Records. I don't know why that's so funny, but it is. BurgerRecords.org. I guess Burger King probably has .com covered. I don't know. Anyway, Kim is cool, and the album is cool, so get it. I Get It. The coolest song in the world this week. The Ramones with their hormones out of control, howling at the moon from Too Tough to Die, 1984. Something Ain't Right from J.P. Soares. The new album is Full Moon Night in Memphis. Get it from jpsoares.com. The album produced by JP and Jeremy Stoska. The Pretty Things and Walking Through My Dream. And that can be found on your favorite holiday album, at least until Christmas rolls around.
Halloween a go go.
Produced by a legendary Norman Smith, by the way. Monster Mash, oh, we miss Bobby Boris Pickett. One of his last gigs was one of ours, our Halloween show, written by the great Bobby Pickett and Lenny Capizzi. The horror continues when we return.
Where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
All due respect, but this 19-year-old Mary Shelley was one wacky broad. I mean, like, forget Frankenstein. She was scary. Like we said before, they're sitting around, they got nothing to do, they decide to write ghost stories, and she can't think of anything, so she goes to bed. She wakes up in the middle of the night, seeing a pale student of the dark arts kneeling beside a creature he'd put together from rotting corpses. She writes a short story, then at the urging of her equally wacky boyfriend, she writes a novel based on that. The older, evil Dr. Frankenstein that we all know was made up by director James Whale 100 years later for the movie. He also invented that whole cool electrical process thing. You know, in the book, it was just a chemical. And most importantly, he created Igor the Hunchback, who for some stupid reason he called Fritz in the first movie. That Igor, of course, would steal the wrong brain. So James Whale really shaped the whole thing into the way we know it today, including by the second movie, Bride of Frankenstein, calling the monster Frankenstein, which wasn't its name. But the original Mary Shelley story was totally sicker than anything we've ever seen in the movies. Victor Frankenstein, this young college kid, creates this thing thinking it will be beautiful. But of course, surprise Vic, it's rotting corpses. So the creature ends up with yellow watery eyes, translucent skin, black lips, long black hair, and it's 8 feet tall. Wait a minute. He didn't make Frankenstein, he made Marilyn Manson. So surprise, surprise, he's totally repulsed by this thing. Frankenstein, not Manson. Well, maybe him too. Anyway, he rejects him, causing the upset monster to kill his brother and frame the maid. Yeah, I said he was ugly, not stupid. Victor figures it out, but doesn't want to rat out Frankie, so he lets the maid get executed. How about that one? Now, Frankie blackmails Vic into making him create a broad. You know, a skirt. A doll. A dead chick that they both can dig. Up. Vic makes half a broad, then rips it to pieces out of disgust. You getting all this from the mind of this 19-year-old kid in 1816? Keep in mind, there's no TV. There's no horror movies. There's no sci-fi channel, dig? Anyway, he rips up the female monster, and Frankie says, oh yeah? And kills his best friend, and then waits until Victor's wedding night and kills his wife. Oh, nice, huh? And then Victor chases Frankenstein into the Arctic for some extra sick reason, ends up on a boat, tells the whole story, and then croaks. And the whole thing ends up with the monster floating on an ice raft out to sea. And just in case people might have thought they were buying a comedy, she subtitled it The Modern Prometheus. Prometheus being that lucky dude in Greek mythology that took fire from heaven and gave it to man, which pissed off Zeus so much he tied him to a rock where a bird came every day for eternity to eat his liver.
Your house, and then I'm going. Confirmed effect that young Frankenstein is indeed following in his grandfather's footsteps.
What?
Following in his grandfather's footsteps. 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 Fighting.
The walls are thin. The wind is howling in my face. The rats are beating. I'm losing ground. Can't see the jungle human race. Yeah. We'll be right back.
the song is shocking. Who? The boots too hot. The kids in the stage are born in sales. Whoa, the tax is gone. The butler quit. The same way to be a man. I'm going back to where I started. I'm latching back into my pen. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Why not?
Formula and understood it. You know those complicated equations.
You mean that girl?
Of course.
That settles it. I'm convinced she is not human.
on Sunday morning. Hope he went walking down by the old graveyard. The morning fog.
In Little Steven's Underground Garage Show. Oh, it's a wonderful show.
Sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah. Must be the season of the witch. When I look over my shoulder, what do you think I see? Some cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh, no.
started that set with Alice Cooper's Feed My Frankenstein. Frighteningly freaky from Hey Stupid. Hellhole, the fabulous Spinal Tap from their first album. David St. Hubbins, Nigel Tufnell, Derek Smalls, and various exploding drummers. The Pretenders, Night in My Veins. Chrissy Hynde, Martin Chambers, and others. Mystic Eyes from Them, their amazing first album, The Angry Young Them, written by Van Morrison, lead singer of Them. And we close with the magnificent Donovan, Season of the Witch, produced by the mighty Mickey Most, and can be found on, wait for it,
Halloween A Go Go.
To face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, the fantastic pipefitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all. Vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man!
Nice ride.
Come up the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.